Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio, number one worldwide live internet radio. So, of course, today is Memorial Day. I do want to just take a minute to honor those, you know, soldiers and men and women who have been very, very brave and gave their lives for our freedom. So I want to honor those and, of course, special gratitude to those who are presently serving our country. So thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our one-hour program from 8 to 9, and I'm always excited to bring, you know, loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. Tonight I'm very happy because we have a very special guest who has been communing with the angels for probably more than 40 years. That is Janie Howard Feldman. Before I introduce you to her, I will tell you about Janie, and I am just so glad to know Janie. I need to say this because she has been my teacher and mentor. I have known her since 1995, I think. It's going on 14 years. So she's a wonderful spiritual coach. She's an angelic counselor and an angelic friend. So Janie is an author of several books on angels. Her first book was Commune with the Angels, which is now in its 12th printing, published in 5 languages. Her other book is Driving Under the Influence of Angels, and her third book is Angels by My Side. Janie is one of the 150 contributors chosen to be in Hugh Downs, My America. In Blue Mountain Books, May You Always Have an Angel by Your Side. It includes contributions by Janie, as well as does Simple Abundance. So Janie's quotes appear in angel calendars yearly as well. She is the founder of Be an Angel Day, and Be an Angel Day is celebrated annually on August 22nd. I'm sure she's going to tell you about that. And additionally, she is the founder of Inspire Your Heart with the Arts Day, which is celebrated annually on January 31st. Janie is also an ordained interfaith minister, a wedding officiate, chaplain, Reiki master, and curator of the Angel Heights Spiritual Healing Arts Center, where spiritual development classes are held. So Janie maintains a very active life. She's in intuitive spiritual counseling and life coaching practice in Maryland, where she lives with her husband, Charles. And she has 3 lovely Jack Russell Terriers, Benny, Riot, and Pinky. So without further delay, let me introduce you to my wonderful teacher friend, Janie Howard Feldman. Are you there?
I'm right here, Linda. Thank you so much
for Janie,
your kind introduction.
Oh, you're so welcome. How are you today?
Beautiful. Just wonderful. And I agree with you. Just sending blessings out to all the men and women of the armed forces, and all those who have served in the armed forces, and we're just so grateful to them for our freedom.
Yes, we are. Thank you for that, Janie. So, Janie, I know that everybody is just, who's ever listening out there, I know, loves angels. So tell us about your experience. What was your first angelic encounter, and how did that experience change, or how did that impact your life?
Well, there's a wonderful quote that I always like sharing. It comes from the movie Camelot. And it's where King Arthur makes a statement that he has stumbled upon his own destiny. And I really feel that applies to my life, because when I was 11 years old, I have what I now recognize is an apparition experience. I was not asleep. I was getting ready to fall asleep in my bedroom, but I was still awake. And an apparition, it was my guardian angel. But it started out as light. Light started pouring in through my bedroom from the corner of the room. And I really felt that, when I look back on this, that I was opening up to gifts that we all have. I mean, mm-hmm. It wasn't that I was, you know, more special than anyone else. This was just a divine appointment that God had orchestrated for this to happen. And the light, as it was pouring in, started shape-shifting into what I call a light being, a celestial being, an angelic being, and that there was no English spoken between us. There was what I call the language of the heart. There was this telepathic communication, and this being of light, who is my guardian angel, indicated that, you know, first of all, not to be afraid. He made a statement that he was a friend of Jesus's, which was important for me, for my personal connection with Christ, and that he was going to be with me, and that, in fact, has been the case. And that experience was so profound and life-changing that, in fact, it put me on a path of researching, that I wanted to know if anyone else was having or had angelic experiences. And, you know, was I going crazy in any way? And so it was a turning point, first of all, that I opened up to the reality of the angels in my own life and then being very conscious of them in all of our lives. They're such wonderful blessings that God gives to each and every one of us. And then researching, and as a result of that, people oftentimes refer to me as an angelologist, and I always joke that means I have more angel books than the average person on the planet.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Jeannie, I love your books. Well, when I started, of course, I grew up also, you know, knowing the angels, but until I, you know, started studying more and reading, when I read your first book, I mean, with the angels, that's like a whole encyclopedia. And you put everything in there. I just love how people can read about this and open up to angels. And I know you indicate in your first book, Commune with the Angels, you know, how we can open to angels. Could you just tell our listeners about that a little bit?
I will. Well, first thing is one of the most precious gifts that God has given to us is the gift of free will. And the free will, we get to choose what, you know, our thoughts, you know, and our thoughts are very powerful. And we get to choose what we're going to believe and what we don't believe in. I'm sure you've heard the quote that if you do believe in angels, you know, no explanation is necessary because you have that belief. You're there. Yes. And if you don't believe, no explanation is possible. Mm-hmm. And so one of the first things I say to people is that you have to choose what you believe. You know, I'm simply inspiring people to consider this, you know, that there are angels and the angels are with us and are around us. But the belief is up to the individual. So if you are someone who's listening, you know, you're saying, yes, I do believe. You know, I do believe in the angels. Then I'm encouraging you to have a relationship with the angels. We're family members of God, and that family includes the angelic kingdom. And get to know the angels. And you were so kind to mention all my books, and there are so many wonderful books, you know, that are out there. And to go to the library, you know, or go to the bookstore. And, you know, I always say the library angels will be with you, or the bookstore angels. They'll help guide you to the book that is perfect for you, that is appropriate for you. There's also spiritual tools are important to us in our lives as well. And I encourage people to get a set of angel cards. And there's so many to choose from. And then you just have like a basket in your house, and, you know, each of the members of the family can draw a card and, you know, be inspired by the art or the message that's on the card. And what you want to do is you want to start weaving a relationship with the angelic kingdom by studying the angels, by researching the Bible, you know, by reading what people have written about. Guidepost has an angel magazine. You're really immersing yourself in the reality of the angels and moving yourself closer to that reality.
Oh, absolutely. I love spiritual. I know you have a set of spiritual cards, which I pick up a card every day just to get my message in the morning from my angels. And just using the cards, which I use in my practice, I love, because I just feel that, you know, the pictures, like you're saying, are beautiful. The guardian angels come out, the archangels come out, and receive exactly the message that we need.
I do.
Just going back to say what you said, Jeannie, about believing is so important because it's so powerful, you know. When we have that faith and that belief in angels, they can just come closer to us. Don't you think it's just we're open to that, and it's so easy for them to come and help us?
Because of my work, and I do a lot of public speaking, and as you shared, you know, with the book writing, I receive inspirations from the angels. And again, you know, we all have that ability to have divine dialogue and to talk to God and, you know, and to receive inspiration in so many ways. And some years ago, Archangel Michael gave me just a very profound message. And the message was that the Antichrist is upon the earth now. And its name is. And I want to say to people that I'm totally, you know, honoring the teaching, you know, about the Antichrist in the Bible. This message is saying the Antichrist, that which is against you living your spiritual path, you know, that which is against your, you know, your godliness that's inside of you. And this energy is, you know, a alive and well on the planet, and Michael identified it as hopelessness. He said, the Antichrist is upon the earth now, and its name is hopelessness, because when we give up hope, we stop believing in God, we stop believing in miracles, we stop believing in, you know, the impossible, you know, being possible. And really, that is God's reality. The divine is so much more than we can even begin to perceive. So I always say to people, you know, one of our assignments is to be earth angels. You know, yes, we are human beings, but we're here to be messengers of hope. And so when someone's not with a job, you know, doesn't have a job, you know, we can be their cheerleaders. You know, I say the angels are cosmic cheerleaders. So we can be cheerleaders to someone and say, don't give up. You know, continue to send your resume out. You just need one job. Or when someone wants to meet someone, you know what I'm saying? You're not, you don't want to marry the whole world. You just want to find the person who is, you know, the perfect mate that God has selected for you, just that one person. So not to give up hope, because that's when we stop believing, you know, in the infinite possibility, the infinite doors that God can open.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I agree with you. It's we have to believe. I mean, it's not that we have to believe, but it's just so comforting to know they're around. So why do you think it's helpful for people to have angels in their life, Jane?
Well, my belief about this is that oftentimes the angels are visible to us, but more times than not, they're invisible. We don't see the help. You know, it's not about them. It's about the God gift that they bring to us. And when you attune to the angels, and when you open to the angels and study or read about them, you're actually vibrationally moving yourself closer to a part of yourself. I always say that the angels, it's not about them. It's about their support of God's desire for us to know ourselves as God knows us. And there are so many things that are yet to be discovered inside of ourselves. And when we get to know, you know, a kingdom such as the angels, and we open up to those who are, as I said, sometimes invisible, well, we're really tapping into an invisible part of ourselves. We're starting to, I say, open to what I call the language of light. We start seeing messages in places that we didn't see them before. We start expanding our consciousness and our thoughts. And so I would say it's such a blessing to get to know the angels, because it's really about getting to know, you know, a deeper part of ourselves that maybe was unconscious. And through a relationship with the angels, we kind of bring the light to it, and we get to know ourselves more profoundly and deeply and spiritually.
Absolutely. They just assist us in so many areas of our life. It's amazing. I was going to ask you, because I thought of this also, do you think that when our loved ones pass on, can they be our angel?
That's a great question, Linda. I've had so many people share with me that they would say, like, I believe my grandmother is my guardian angel. Mm-hmm. And I totally support them. That the angelic kingdom is its own kingdom. And we learn from the Bible, it says the angels are neither male nor female, neither do they marry. And so we know that they're really an androgynous energy. They're light beings. They're messengers of God. They're doing God's work. And the work that they do, you know, we read in Psalm 91 that they, you know, they watch over us, that God has given them charge of thy ways. They care about us. And your relatives in heaven love you and care about you and watch over. So, yes, they are not a member of the angelic kingdom as to, you know, their origin. They're a member of the human kingdom. But are they angelic in the sense that they're being a guardian to you and they're rooting for you and they're sending love beams to you and light beams? Absolutely. So I totally support that. I say you have so much help, you know, radiating down upon you from heaven. A lot of times people would say, you know, it's as if they only have one little bit of help coming. You have all these loved ones watching over you. You have the angels. And, of course, you know, God, the divine energy, is always cherishing you and blessing you as well.
Absolutely, as like our spirit guides.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
We have our angels. We have our spirit guides.
Thanks
who
so much
our
support.
Family or relatives, like you're saying. So what are some ways that people can open up or connect to the angels?
Well, one of the things that I encourage people to do is, and people will say, wait, how can I be close, you know, to the angels? And I say, you're never closer when you're kneeling in prayer, all right? We don't pray to the angels. They're kneeling right alongside of us. They're giving glory and thanksgiving to God. And so prayer time you can feel the support of the angelic kingdom as if joining with you. I would say in images, in some of the ancient art, you see depiction of the angels watching over, for example, you know, the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
and they keep space sacred. So I encourage people to have an altar in your home, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. This isn't about spending a lot of money, but it's a place where you sit down and you do your Bible work and you do your prayer work and, you know, maybe have your spiritual cards or whatever. It's where you do your spiritual activities and you're saying, okay, this is my worship time. This is my prayer time. And just know that by bringing that space up in your home, there are angels who watch over it, just as the angels of the Holy of Holies, who watch over any altar space that is brought up, no matter how big, if it be in a huge cathedral, or how small, because they're keeping that sacred space blessed. So having a place and making time, and if you're able to do it at the same time every day, that's really beneficial also. But having time where you do your meditation work and your quiet work and your contemplative work, and you are there knowing that, you know, you're surrounded by the energy of the angels. I also encourage people to get to know harp music, all right? It can be recorded harp music, but the harp is very connected with the angelic kingdom, and there's, you know, it's one of the most ancient instruments on the planet. So aligning yourself to things that radiate to you, the beauty, you know, the beauty that the angels radiate to us, and that can be through music, and that can be through art, paying attention to images of the angels and having your own interpretation, because the images we have are artistic interpretations, but really contemplating of how you experience the angels personally. So it's giving an opportunity to see them in music, to see them in art, you know, as I said, reading articles of other people's experiences with the angels, because sometimes that will trigger, you'll say, oh my goodness, I had an experience like that and I kind of brushed it off. I didn't really equate it that I could have had divine intervention from the angelic kingdom. So it's really moving yourself through the artistic energy, through creative expression, to have a relationship with the angels as well.
I know. You have always mentioned about music and art, the importance of the art, and even how it could elevate our frequency.
Absolutely. A statement that the angels gave to me is that food sustains us as human beings. We do need the food in our lives, you know, to exist. But it's the arts that inspire us to be divine. You know, the arts, we're so blessed that people of the past commissioned the great artists to have things, you know, made, and we have them now. And it's very important in our school systems and in our own lives to be making time for the arts, because that stimulates a part of ourselves, you know, to see ourselves as creative beings, and to keep those creative juices flowing, and to support others in keeping their creative juices flowing.
Absolutely. So I just mentioned your books, Janie. You know, you've written 3 books on angels, and you also have done numerous booklets, and I know that one of them is Angelic Feng Shui, 101 Ways to Make Your Home Heaven on Earth. So what are those angelic tips that you would give to our listeners?
Well, one of the things I inspire people is that when we want to, I love Albert Einstein's quote, I want to know God's thoughts, everything else is detail.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to, you know, align ourselves to God's mind and God's thoughts as much as possible that we can do. And when we look at the Bible, we see that the first declaration that God made was, let there be light. And there was light. And so it's important in our homes, because our homes are our sacred spaces, to let there be light. Now, one of the ways is, first of all, to keep the windows clean and to let light come in to your house. Helen Keller even had a statement, you know, you don't have to worry about the shadows, you know, when you're facing the light, when you're, you know, focusing on the light. So you want to bring light energy into your home. Additionally, it also means lightening up.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to look at our lives and see if there's any clutter, if there's any accumulation of things in our lives that we can discard and we can release. And we can release them, you know, through yard sales, and that can be a blessing in that way, or it can release things in goodwill. But it's important that we open up the space in our home so there's room for new things to land, and there's room for new expansiveness to take place. The release energy is very healing. It's very healing, as if we're giving ourselves breathing space in our home. And it's interesting, a lot of times, you know, we start accumulating things, and then after a while, they start accumulating us because we have, like, a responsibility to them. We might be moving them from one location of the house to another. Sometimes people even get storage lockers, and they move the stuff from the house, and then they have the responsibility of paying for the storage locker.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important, you know, and we are in the midst of great changes going on in our nation, that we're willing to let go of the old, of letting go of things that are no longer useful and purposeful, and open up to the new. We can also, I encourage people, there is a feng shui technique that if you move 27 items, because the 27 equals, when you add the 2 and the 7, it equals the universal 9.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody feels like they have a stagnant energy and they want to get things moved up, just take, you know, even if you have 27 knickknacks and you rearrange them in a different way, you actually are bringing an infusion of new energy into your home, into your space, and it impacts your life as well. There's when you go to the grocery store and you buy products, you know, for your family, you know, if you have a bag where maybe, you know, in your kitchen you tuck away and you buy an item each week for a needy family, and you start to gather an abundance bag, that you're not only thinking about your family, but you're thinking about all of us being connected. And then, you know, after you've gathered a certain amount, you know, of canned goods or whatever, you donate it to your food bank, or you donate it to, you know, maybe your church takes care of a needy family. But it is the energy of letting your home be, what I say, a heaven on earth headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where you come in and you take refuge. It's a place where you laugh and you have fun with the people that you love and you care about, and your pets is additionally. It is sacred space for joy. It is sacred space to enhance your creativity. It is sacred space where you begin thinking about the needs of others. And as I said, like, you know, maybe getting coats together for a coat drive. Again, this is how our home is to bless us.
Exactly. And just as you were saying, giving to others brings abundance to us.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And that's how angels also serve us. They give us so much abundance. And I remember also that you said it was so important, the entrance to our home. You know, I love to have my little angel statue when I come home and see it at the doorway. And I know you mentioned about essential oils or sprays as we come into our home.
Right. Thank you, Linda, for mentioning that.
Yeah.
At the doorway that we enter the home, it may not be the front door of your house. A lot of times in people's homes, there's one door that you use, and there might be another door that you greet guests in, you know, and if it's the same door, that's abundant. But the message is the door that you use yourself the most frequently, the angels refer to as a threshold space. It's a crossing over place. Because you're leaving the outside world, you know, you're leaving where you came from, your work, and being on the highway, and you're stepping over a threshold into a space that is very intimate. You know, I'm sure when people get home, you put on your comfy clothes, and you might take your shoes off, and ladies will kick their high heels off, and it feels really good. And that is an energy. You are starting to, you know, get intimate with that space. That space is going to envelop you and bless you. So that crossing over point is that doorway that you walk through. And as you mentioned, you can have a little spritzer there, and it can be with a fragrance that you happen to love. It can be, like, for example, lavender or something, and you just spritz yourself. Or you can have an anointing oil so that you just very quickly bless yourself. And I always do a little blessing, like, thank God I made it.
Because exactly. Thank God I'm home.
Sometimes the highway is a little zany place to be, you know, just saying, oh, thank goodness I'm on the other side of the door, because I wasn't quite certain, you know, I was going to make it. But it is. It's really an honoring of the relationship, you know, that the home gives to you. It's really your God space. You know, it's your God blessing place. And so that when you do that, you know, it's an energy. It's an energy that, of course, uplifts you, you know, with the fragrance and the smell. But it honors the sanctity of the home and the specialness of the home.
Yes, absolutely. Janie, so talk a little bit about Be an Angel Day, which is in August.
Right. Right after Commune with the Angels came out, which it came out in 1992, the angel said to me, "You can't rest on the laurels of having a book published. There's an assignment." I was taught that they give me angelic assignments. And the interesting thing was that they had me going to cemeteries and photographing angel monuments, which are incredible works of art in their own right. And I encourage people, you know, that you do have in your own neighborhood, you may, you know, it's hallowed ground, the cemeteries, and it's a wonderful place to go and do a quiet meditation and observe the art in the statues and the monuments. Well, I was looking at different cemeteries and looking at angel monuments, and not far from where I live is the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And lo and behold, when I was there, I realized that there was a cemetery right next to the entrance to the National Shrine, and there were these beautiful guardian angel monuments. It was a guardian angel with a little child next to the angel, and the angel is pointing, showing the little child, to pointing the angels pointing upward to heaven, telling the child to look up to God, you know, to look upward for inspiration. And I took a picture of that, and when I captured that image, I was given by the angels the inspiration that it would be the picture that was holding the energy of Be an Angel Day. And the date was selected. It's August 22nd. The date is a very powerful date. The number 8, which is August is the 8th month of the year, when you lay it on the side, it's the lemniscate. It's the infinity symbol. And it represents the energy of success and achievement and fulfillment. And the 22 is known as the master number. It stands for the master architect, that we're here to build a bridge between heaven and earth, very much like the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth." And so Be an Angel Day, the motto is be an angel, do one small act of service for someone, be a blessing in someone's life. And so it's been going on, as you said, since 1993. And, you know, I do some radio programs on the day of Be an Angel Day and inspire people, kind of like the pay it forward, to keep the, like you said, keep the abundance flowing forward, keep the love flowing forward, keep the service flowing forward. The day is seeing how we can be angels to each other and help people out and, you know, look in our community for a need or a service that we can fulfill. And as I said, it's non-denominational. There's no money. There's no, you know, there's no dogma and energy around it other than being kind to others and being angelic and being of service.
I love that. Exactly. Be a blessing in someone's life.
Right.
Well, Janie, and to our listeners, we're going to take a small break, like a two-minute break. And when we come back, Janie will give some angel messages to our callers. So let me give you the number to call in. That's toll-free 1-888-815-9756 worldwide. Or you can dial 530-876-3222. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay tuned. Hello there. We're back now. I think everybody heard silence. John didn't put on the music, so we'll forgive him for tonight. Janie, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, so we're just going to wait for our listeners to call in. The number again is toll-free, 1-888-815-9756, worldwide number. You can also dial 530-876-3222. So while he calls in, Janie, do you want to tell also our listeners, I know that you're coming to Portland, Oregon.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about that. I love Portland. It's like a home away from home.
Well, tell our listeners where you're going and, I mean, where you're going to be appearing.
Right. I'm going to be appearing at the Crystal Heart Bookstore in Beaverton, Oregon, that Norman and Scott own. And so I'll be there. I'm going to be arriving. I think I'm going to be doing work like from the 10th of June to like 14th of June. And so I'm going to be available for, you know, individual readings. And there'll also be, I think, an angel meet and greet one night where I'm going to be doing angel messages. And I'm going to be doing a number of classes while I'm out there.
I know. I remember last year you were here also. To tell our listeners that Janie was here last year, and you gave us this wonderful class of Archangel Michael. And I just wanted you to mention a little bit about Michael, because a lot of, you know, people are love Archangel Michael, and I'm one of those. I know you are too.
Oh, I just, yeah, absolutely. I
just knowing that he is such a protector, what can you tell us more about Michael?
Well, Archangel Michael, as I'm sure your listeners know, his name in Hebrew means he who is like God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there to remind us, because I think a lot of times we forget, you know, the blessings that God has given our lives. And I always say he's shown, first of all, with the sword, you know, to help us, to liberate us and help to cut free, you know, from any negativity or, you know, any evil that may be around, and, you know, to protect us, you know, from the outer. But also he protects us from the inner. You know, the one thing the angels say they protect us from more than anything else is ourselves. And it's really the way we delude ourselves sometimes, or, you know, pull the wool over our own eyes. He's just an amazing messenger from the divine. And he is a messenger that's always communicating courage to us and moving forward and moving forward closer to God. So I, one of the things that I say to people, I strongly believe that everyone should have a statue of Archangel Michael in their home. I'm just, you know, again, you know, it's not about, you know, worshiping, you know, the angels. It is about a reminder of the protection of God that is sent to us through the support of Archangel Michael. And just, you know, again, a lot of times when I walk by, I just say, Michael, protect me. You know, Michael, watch over me. And I know that it's God's energy that Michael brings to me. But what a gift he is to, you know, to all of us. And I just always say, thank you, God, you know, for all the angels, and especially Archangel Michael.
Janie, I think we have a caller. Hello?
Yep. Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
Selena.
What is your name?
Selena.
Selena?
Yes.
Hi, Selena. Janie, could you hear Selena?
Yes, I do.
What, do you have a question for Janie?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question?
Actually, I'd love a message, if there is one.
Well, first of all, Selena, I want to just mention that in your name itself, you know, you have the E-L vibration, the S-E-L-E-N-A, but the E-L means of God. So right in the center of your name, you know, you'll know the archangels like Michael, Gabriel, Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
They all have E-L at the end of their name. And I encourage people sometimes if you're having a, you know, a depressing day, you know, that can happen to all of us, that if you just sit and put E-L at the end of your name and just chant your name, such as it would be Linda L, Linda L, Linda L, you raise the vibration. But you, Selena, have it already in your name. So the angels want you to know that you have a partnership with the angelic kingdom, that the partnership means for you definitely to see yourself as an earth angel, and that, you know, that you're given assignments. It may be that the angels inspire you, you know, to think of someone and to send someone a special card or to in some way be a blessing, and that these assignments bring out a natural a goodness about you, a natural caring, that you care about people, And I want to just mirror to you that maybe sometimes you think you care too much, like your heart's going to break about things. But that's the preciousness of you, Selena, that you care deeply and profoundly. And so the angels, you know, that's very magnetic to the angelic kingdom. I mean, like I'm going to say that people who do not care, you know, it's a lot harder for the angels to get through and to get inspiration to them. But when you're open and you're saying to God, use me, and how can I be a blessing? Well, my goodness, it's so, you know, magnetic. And so I'm saying, first of all, I know you've had angelic experiences, and then I'm just here as a messenger, you know, to reiterate to you that the angels are saying, thank you for being so open and caring and loving, and that they are giving you little whisperings of things to do. So just keep being Selena, because, as I said to you, you are truly of God.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you, my last name has the E-L as well.
Does it really? Do you love it? I just love that. And that's just, you know, again, you know, our names are special blessings. Just think how many times we write our names or we say our names. And so I always encourage people, first of all, to know what your name means. All right, so, you know, to know the meaning of a Selena. And if it is also of knowing how your the last name, whether it be a married name or a family name, you know, how that originated. Because the angels have always taught me, take things, words, and names back to the origin, because you're going back to where the sound originated and when it began. And your name has a very ancient energy in it. You know, it's the Hebrew of the mind of God. It means of God. And that's why the term elemental means the thought of God, the mind thought of God. So you have that in your first and last name. And so the angels are emphasizing that, for you to know that you are of God and that you have assignments that are given to you of God, you know, that are very loving and very caring. And God bless you for being open to those inspirations.
That is wonderful. Selena, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
And God bless
you. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Good night. I think I heard another caller. Hello?
Yes. This is Tony Mitchell.
Hi, Tony.
If you have any suggestions on how to meditate better so that I might be able to contact guides or angels or something specifically for me or just in general?
And I didn't totally hear the question. So, Linda, could you repeat that
for me? Yes, I think he said, because you cut off a little bit, Tony, but what is it that you want to know how to contact the angels?
Yeah, what would be a meditation suggestion for either myself or the people out there that would
meditation suggestion.
Right.
Yes.
Tony, is your name Anthony? And is it Tony for short, or are you named Tony?
Anthony.
Oh, I love it. I just had to honor that because I also love the saints. Mm-hmm. And I believe the saints are universal. I know that, you know, certain, you know, they're attuned to certain faiths and religions, but they're also the family of God. And I just wanted to honor your name because I love St. Anthony, and I love the Antonio vibration. So blessings to you, Tony. I'm going to share with you, Tony, a little meditation that the angels gave to me. And what you do is that you, first of all, you say within yourself that you want to be close to the angels. You want to be close to all of God's gifts, because it's very important that you express that it is your intent and desire. All right? And then you just, you know, still yourself, and that you think of a color that you want to use, okay, because colors are one of the ways that the angels connect with it. It has to do with vibration. And then you can pick a favorite color, and you can change the color every time you do the meditation. And I want you to feel that you're locked in. And then you visualize within your heart a pinpoint of light that is the size of a pearl, and it is this color you've chosen. And with your gentle breathing in and out, you visualize that color getting larger and filling up your whole heart, and then, Tony, you just let it fill up your whole body, your throat to the top of your head. You visualize it going out your shoulders, it going down your all the way to your fingertips, and down your body. And that while you're visualizing this, you are holding within yourself that with every inhalation and exhalation, you are moving yourself closer to what I call the original vision, the God vision of you, the sight of the divine, seeing you for the first time, or holding the thought of you in God's mind. And then you continue to let that energy flow through your whole body. and that it is very bountiful and very expansive, and it goes through your pores, Tony, and you visualize it, not only the color inside of you, but outside of you. And you start seeing that it is above you and below you, to the right and left of you, the front and back of you, and that by your intention, you are light weaving with the angels, what I call a celestial sanctum. It is a safe place, a holy place, a place of peace. And you visualize yourself in the center of this sanctuary of light, and that there is around you a circle of golden radiant beings that is Linda Sen. It's your angel team. It's made up of angels. It's made up of saints. It's made up of guide and guardians and loved ones from spirit. And you hold that space. You visualize you're in the center. All the angels have their hands facing you with their palms facing you, and the light's pouring forth from it, and it's blessing you. And then just be in that space, and just within yourself, Sam, I am open and receptive to messages that God wishes to give to me this time through the angels and gifts. And I would say cup your hand and visualize a gift being placed into your hand by the angelic kingdom. But this is a little technique that the angels gave me light years ago, I will say, and it is called the attunement energy, and it weaves the connection between yourself and the angels. And the more that you do it, the more that you'll find that it will take off on its own. I mean, I'm just giving you, you know, the foundation energy, but away you will go with attuning to the angels.
Well, that's beautiful.
All right.
How does that feel, Tony?
What's that?
How do you sense that? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that is very descriptive. I appreciate that very much. I've never really had a meditation described that way to me before.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. Wow, that was extraordinary. I even felt being in meditation right now, Janie.
It is, and believe me, I'm merely facilitator. I give all the God the credit. That was definitely given to me by the angels, and it's a very quick attunement energy because you're working with the heart energy. I always say the angels really do not give us anything. They amplify and intensify the gifts that God's already placed inside of us.
Absolutely.
So when you're working with that energy, what it does, it makes a very quick connection with your God connection. And so the angels, of course, are around there to bless it and hold it sacred.
Absolutely. I have done that with Archangel Michael. It's like I just ask him to, you know, shower me with your beautiful blue light, and I just feel such protection. You know, every time I'm in fear, mostly if I have fear, I want to be protected. Just Archangel Michael is just so beautiful for protection as well. And you just feel, you know, that God within you, that divinity.
I want to just share with your listeners, because I thank you so much for saying that about invoking Archangel Michael. There's a beautiful decree where you can say, you know, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Michael's light, you know, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light. You know, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. And the person who's saying this, you can visualize, first of all, Michael's light, you know, is descending from God into your body. And then the next phrase is, it's defending you. You know, if it's protecting you from our fears or anything outside that makes you feel frightful or concerned. And then the Michael's light expands. I always say once we feel secure, that energy can then expand out. And you can just visualize Michael's light going in all directions. And then the Michael's light, command, 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 is the point where we can specifically ask for what we are asking help from Michael. You know, I'm just saying, you know, Michael, you know, bring me closer to God. Or Michael, you know, help me with, you know, this problem that I have in my life. And then the energy of Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. And I love that statement because I believe that we all serve God as Michael light, that we're all here, you know, to be in oneness with Michael, you know, to be helpful to other people, to inspire them and uplift them and watch over them and be guardian, just as Michael teaches us to do.
Oh, I love that, Janie. Let me give out the number again here for our listeners. It's toll-free, 1-888-815-9756, or you can also call line number 1, which is 530-876-3222. Please call in because angel messages are awaiting for you here with Janie. Janie, do you want to give out your contact information and your website for people, you know, to learn more about your events and classes?
Thank you. It's Earth Angel, E-A-R-T-H, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, and the number 4. It's the numeral 4, Peace, earthangelforpeace.com. And if people go there, you can sign up for my newsletter, and also I do have a weekly blog that people can, you know, connect with also. If you want to write me personally, it's earthangelforpeace@AOL.com. You can contact me through the web page as well, but if you wanted to the direct, it's earthangelforpeace@AOL.com. I do want to mention, and we've got tons of pages on Be an Angel Day and Inspire Your Heart with the Arts. You know, we have not only information about the service that I do, but lots of wonderful antique postcards. I'm so grateful. My husband is my webmaster. I want to just say thank you, God, for Charles Feldman, not only for his love, but for his great support of my angel service. I wouldn't do one-tenth of what I do without his wonderful support. I want to just honor that. And I also want to mention, when you were talking about Michael, I want to make a mention. If people are on the Internet and they Google Green Hope Farm, it's G-R-E-E-N, Hope, H-O-P-E, Farm, and they have flower essences. And these are like essences that you put in your water. You can put a few drops in your tongue, and they're the flower kingdom is so wonderful and supportive of our spiritual growth, and thank God for the flowers. And there is a flower essence that's been created called Golden Armor. And it actually was a recipe, if I want to call it that, that was given to the owner of Green Hope Farm by Archangel Michael right after 9/11 to help us feel fortified and protected. And it's the Golden Armor of Michael. So, you know, there's sometimes in my life I feel like, you know, I'm taking a swig of it because I need that protection. But it's something if people, you know, are inspired to buy a bottle for themselves, they can put it in their water and be drinking it throughout the day and being fortified with God's protection.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it's Golden Armor.
Golden Armor. And Molly Sheehan, who is the owner, she's someone who, you know, some years ago the angels told her, you know, to purchase this land in New Hampshire, and every year she follows kind of it's God's, you know, garden architecture as to the formations of the gardens and the flowers and everything. And she and her wonderful worker bees make numerous flower essences. And there's those that are attuned to the Blessed Mother. There's those that are connected with the fairy kingdom and really to support anything that we have going on in our lives. They also have, you know, ones for your pets, you know, for animal wellness as well. So I encourage people to check out Green Hope Farm Flower Essences. And if you type that, it'll take you to Molly's website.
Green Hope Farm Flower Essences?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's Green Hope Essences, you know, .com. But if you type Green Hope Farm, if you Google Green Hope Farm Flower Essences, you will get it.
Well, now that you're talking about flower essences, I remember I was giving a lecture about 2 weeks ago, because I remember a lecture that you gave us on the flower essences and how important were certain flowers. And the one that I love is rose. So I know you remember giving us that lecture on the importance of rose and the frequency. I was just, like, blown away when you told us.
Right. Now, there is a company. I sound like I'm giving people plugs.
Oh, I know. I had the essential oils person here.
Right, essential oils. You're exactly right. And there are many, you know, I honor the Young Living essential oils. But the one thing that they introduced, and I encourage people to find an essential oil that speaks to you and anoint yourself. All right. There's an energy. In fact, you know, in the Bible, there's like, I think it's in the book of James, it says there's like three things that we should be doing. One is prayer. Totally agree with that. Yes. Laying on of hands. You know, that's what the Reiki, the healing is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sending the love of God, you know, to other people. And that could be hugs. You know, when we hug people, we're laying on hands. And the third thing is anointing. And so anointing, as you mentioned, we have a certain frequency in our body. I think it goes like about 60, 68, something like that, megahertz. I think that's the measurement. But, for example, when you get sick, that drops down. And so, you know, people who are experiencing cancer, the vibrational frequency is like down in the 50s. So it makes it harder, you know, to fight, you know, for the body to have the strength. Flowers, oh, God, you know, in God's wisdom, the flowers have a higher frequency. And rose has the highest frequency of all. It's like 320.
I know.
And so you can just see, you know, you and I was so blessed when I was out in Portland. We went to that fabulous rose garden that you took me to. And I said, you know, how blessed you all are, you know, to have Portland being the city of roses, you know, because you can not only stop and smell the flowers for their beauty, but when you inhale that into your nasal, into the nose, it goes up into the brain, and it just blesses your whole body with this healing frequency. And the word rose means giver of love. So I would say to people, you know, be breathing in, you know, this energy. You can either be breathing in essential oils or, you know, working with the flowers in some way.
Absolutely.
I always have a bottle of joy.
There is a bottle of joy that has rose essence in it.
Right, very much so.
I know it's a blessing for me just to go to the rose garden is a blessing because I remember that I just smell them and stop and smell the roses, which is very true.
It is. And I always laugh because that statement is really, you know, it's a healing message. That if we take into our bodies the flowers, the essences of the flowers, not only will it make us feel good by the beauty of the smell, but there's a healing vibration to it. And that's just God being God, you know, just providing things that will help us, you know, get better.
Let me give out the number again. We might have just like 2 minutes for our last caller. Toll-free 1-888-815-9756, worldwide number. And I want to start thanking you, Jane, for being on the program tonight. It's been so valuable to have all your information and all the data that you give us on angels. I just love that. So thank you.
And I hope whoever's listening, if you're in the Portland area, you will come out and see Linda and I. We are going to be together.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be at Crystal Heart Bookstores. And I always say, you know, it's my once a year coming out to the Northwest, and I always feel so blessed and loved, you know, by everybody. So I look forward to making new friends as well.
It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to give out that website, which is crystalheartbooks.com, and there should be information there on Janie's events and classes. And this is from June 10th to the 15th, right, Janie?
Right. That's great.
Okay.
That's coming right up, I'll tell you.
I know.
That's right. It really
is. You'll be able to see the rose garden.
Oh, how great. You know, I love that. My dad, who's in heaven, he grew roses also. And so it's just a very family, you know, I just always feel a family connection.
Absolutely.
And then you have glorious roses, absolutely glorious.
So thank you, and thank you for all the angels for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
I want to thank our listeners. Thank you, Janie.
And I also want to thank the engineer.
In 2 weeks. And may God bless everybody out there. And I will talk to you in 2 more weeks. Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.